Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Melissa. Good afternoon to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q4 FY23 earnings call for Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we have mailed out the press release and presentation to everyone, and you can also see the results on our website, as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future results, performance or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next Gen, represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Kevalya Shah, Project Head, Neo Homes, Mr. Samyak Mehta, Project Head, Marathon Future and NextZone, and Mr. S. Ramamurthy, Chief Financial Officer and Whole-Time Director. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed with a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you everybody for being part of this conference call. I'll briefly mention about the group. For over 52 years now, Marathon Group has been helping shape Mumbai's skyline. Founded in 1969 by my father, Ramnik Lal Jhaverbhai Shah, the group has completed over 100 projects in the city with a portfolio encompassing townships, affordable housing, luxury residential, retail, small business spaces and corporate parks. Marathon is design-driven and engineering-focused with a leadership team comprising of technocrats, myself, Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman, and my brother, Mayur Shah, Managing Director, have completed their engineering from U.S. and the third generation of the company comprising of three directors, Mr. Kevalya Shah, my son, and Mr. Parmit Shah and Samyak Shah, both Mayur's son, are highly qualified, having completed their education from USA and bring years of real estate experience to the group. Marathon has strong in-house capabilities in design, engineering, execution, marketing, sales, and prides itself on its transparency, customer centricity, and is among one of the most trusted developers of Bombay. The group has ongoing projects and land bank at Lower Parel, Baikala, Mulund, Bhandup, Thane, Dombivli and Panvel. If we come to the consolidated financial year 2023 financial performances, net revenue grew by 134% year-on-year to rupees 717 crores compared to 306 crores in FY22. EBITDA grew by 129% year-on-year to rupees 293 crores compared to 128 crores in FY22. Profit before tax, PBT, grew by 346% year-on-year to 156 crores compared to 35 crores in FY22. Profit after tax, PAT, grew by 218% year-on-year to rupees 124 crores compared to 39 crores in FY22. We have shared all the Q4 data also, so I would skip that and I'll just say that we are pleased to report strong performance during the quarter and the full year led by momentum in sales booking across our projects. We have had a phenomenal year in term of pre-sales amounting to about rupees 530 crores, 530 crores, giving healthy visibility for the coming quarter. We recently received occupation certificate for phase two of Monte South till 54th first floor of Tower 1, and we continue to witness incredible response to the launch of the higher floors. in our unwavering commitment towards debt reduction, we managed to reduce the debt by rupees 352 crores during FY23. We remain positive on demand environment and would continue to focus on strengthening our financial performance by reducing debt, enhancing our collection efficiency, and generating healthy operating cash flows. With a strong launch pipeline and strong execution capabilities, we are confident to achieve outstanding and profitable growth over the mid to long term. Main operational highlights for the year FY23. Area sold stood at 452,000 square feet. Booking value stood at more than 601 crores actually. Collection stood at 548 crores. Average realization stood at 20,206 per square feet for commercial and rupees 9,250 per square feet for residential. On the net debt front, the net debt as of the year end was 1195, which was reduced by 31st March 23 to 838 crore, which I already mentioned. Thank you very much for initial remarks, and we can now start taking questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Monica Arora from Shares Giants Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, is I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is, you have vast potential future land area, if I see, in your listed company. So any timelines or more details, when do you plan to develop this land, and are you considering it doing yourself, or it will be done by a JV partner or someone, it will be a joint development, or how is it? Just want your thoughts on that.
Sure. So we have at group level, we have a large land bank, as we mentioned, in Parel, Dombivli and Bhandup area. So these three land banks, at opportune time, we are transferring to the listed entity here, and we are doing. For example, we have already done 6.5 acres of Bhandup already transferred here. The Panvel 25 acres of next zone development that is happening is also happening in a 91% subsidiary of the listed company. So at every opportune time, we are transferring. Currently, we have a large development already in the pipeline. So if you see the projects under pipeline, they are substantial, and some of the next phases of those projects under pipeline, the numbers we have shared on the PowerPoint, so those are also in line. So over next 3 years, we have from a committed land already with the company, we have a substantial cash flow revenues coming over next 3 years.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to understand that out of the projects that you have recently launched, how much is the inventory which is still available? Like, I'm just asking about the ready-to-move one, the ready-to-move unit.
Yeah. So out of the total OC received is, I think, the question. The occupation certificate received but unsold value is around 390 crores, and around 1,85,000 square feet is what is unsold.
The inventory part.
That is inventory.
Is that your question?
Yes, correct. That was my question, sir. And one last question, if I could squeeze in. So, based on the macro scenario that we are seeing, like rise in the interest rate. So does this affecting your demand in terms of how much inquiries you would be you would now receive, or conversion rate, or the overall demand in the affordable mid-income and luxury segment? And what is the current state of end market demand currently, the impact of, specifically the impact of increasing rate hikes and other macro scenarios?
Mayur Shah will answer that question.
Yeah. See, thing is, one thing is that the reduced interest rate during the COVID time, which was of around 7%, was, you know, a kind of a very unique situation, which had never happened for several, I think, couple of decades. But after that, let's say, by increase, what has happened is like 1.5 to 2%. So up to 9% and 10%, the affordable as well as mid luxury segment, it is not really affected by the interest rate hike, because such a range was always there. If you look at 5 years ago, the interest rates were always between 9% and 10%. So the impact what we are seeing in our affordable segment is absolutely negligible. Even in a luxury segment, which we have posted our results, even the pre-sale numbers are quite high. Actually, reaching at 530 crore is something which is very good. So in our projects, which we are doing, we are not really affected by the rate increase.
Okay, so you are seeing the same demand as you were seeing before this?
Not just the same. It is actually, demand has increased because the pandemic numbers were very low. So if we look at the pre-pandemic numbers, we are almost reaching there or even going beyond that.
Great, sir. Great. Many congratulations for that, sir. Thank you so much, sir. And thanks for answering the good details.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Sri Gopal Agarwal from Agman Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Hi.
So just wanted to know your views on the redevelopment opportunities, and are you actively pursuing any such project for redevelopment?
Yeah, Marathon is seriously looking at redevelopment opportunity, but we are very, very specific on the location and the margins which are available. So typically we are exploring redevelopment possibility in Lower Parel, Worli, or South Mumbai, that locations which we feel has a good you know, demand as well as good margins which are available for redevelopment.
And our presence is also very much there in South Mumbai in terms of Monte South, the project which is successfully handled and has seen a lot of inquiry.
Okay, got it. And the second question is regarding your launch pipeline for both residential and commercial. Can you just throw some information on that part as well, including timeline?
Yeah, sure. So Kaivalya will mention about the launches that are expected next year.
Yeah. So in terms of launches, there are a few projects. Firstly, Monte South, where we are intending to launch the second part of Tower C. Then we have another phase in Bhandup, where we intend to launch a new project altogether. There is also an existing project called Neo Park. We intend to launch the third wing of that. And in our Panvel project Next Zone, we also intend to launch a few things. So in totality, we intend to launch around 7.5 lakh square feet of area, approximately valuing around 1,000 crores.
Okay. And so lastly, what are the expected future cash flows for your ongoing and upcoming projects?
So what we are saying is that the pre-sales numbers are the numbers that get reflected in future sales, which are all committed numbers. So if you see balance collections from sold units completed and ongoing in all launch projects, that will stand at about 565 crore rupees. And total pending estimated project cost to be incurred stands at about 1193 crore. So total estimated from revenue of from unsold as well as sold of all the launched projects is about 2092 crores.
Okay. Okay. So that answers my query, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Gautam from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you, sir. So my question was regarding Monte South. So I believe that Monte South is very prominently based in South Mumbai, and there's a lot of brand value for us. So after the launch of Phase 3, first part of Tower C, right, sir?
Well, it is not Phase 3, but it is Tower C, yeah.
Okay. So after this completion of Phase 3, I mean launching of Phase 3, how much will still be available to us to launch in future in Monte South project?
So Monte South project is consisting of totally 5 towers. Okay. So Tower A, Tower B is already launched and it is at a significant level of progress. Tower A is in fact ready up to 51 floors and balance 14 floors are getting ready in next 3 months. Tower B is also substantially completed and already launched earlier. Tower C, our first phase of lower 20 floors, we have already launched. And as Kavala mentioned, in the next year's pipeline, we will have about 3 lakh square feet to be launched in Tower C. Now, after Tower A, B and C, there is going to be a Tower D, which is residential, which is yet not, you know, projected or given a deadline or a dateline or milestone of launching, which is about 6.5 lakh square feet. And there is going to be a commercial tower, which is fifth tower, that is also yet to be launched, which is more than 10 lakh square feet. So this is in, you know, in totality, the Monte South project.
Then on the slide, we mentioned that Monte South Phase 3, we have a commercial also, right? So
yeah.
This year we'll be launching residential and commercial both in Monte South.
Okay. See, Phase 3, only Tower C, second part, 3 lakh square feet is what we will be launching in next 12 months. Tower D, which is a residential and commercial, about 6 lakh plus 10 lakh, 6.5 plus 10, 16 lakh is something that is not right now announced as a deadline. We have not even registered with RERA. So those are future upcoming projects. You will see that in part of our upcoming projects list.
Understood.
The PowerPoint that we have shared. Yeah. Sorry.
Just to repeat again, the commercial is 10 lakh square feet, right?
It is between 10 and 12 lakh square feet. Yeah.
10 and 12. And so we intend to sell this or release this model?
That is yet not decided. So. It could be both ways, like how we have done in Marathon FutureX. If a customer comes to lease it, we will lease it, and if customer comes to, you know, buy it, we will sell it. So it is a starter sale and not really you know, complete project as a lease or complete project as sale. What is happening is, even if it is a lease, the previous areas really get sold to the investor at much higher rate. So we prefer to lease it, hold it for a few months, and then sell the pre-lease component. But our model is to sell everything.
So that's good information. So another one, so what we understand is currently in our portfolio, Monte South is one of the most luxurious and one of the most high-value projects. And presumably from last call, so Monte South also has a higher EBITDA margin, is a higher EBITDA margin project. So after we finish Monte South, the other projects like Neo Park, which is sort of a low EBITDA margin compared to Monte South or Panvel. So what will replace going ahead this high value project, Monte South?
So Monte South itself will continue for almost 5 years hence. So, you know, the timeline is going to be between 5 and 8 years to complete all the full Monte South project. So that contribution will keep on coming to the company. Having said that, the other projects where EBITDA margins are lower are seeing a very good booking at initial stage. So in fact, the interest burden on this affordable segment, if you see Neo, Park and Phase 3, all these projects have very low interest burden. So from the PAT perspective, you know, both become equal, although EBITDA margin may be lower, but the interest portion itself will also be lower.
Understood, sir. The last question was, so we have put a land bank slide. So this Thane 100 acres and Dombivli 50 acres. So is it at the group level or the listed entity level, this land bank?
It is at group level. It is at group level. But at the group level, what we have been doing, as and when the land actually gets ready, ready for development, the same is transferred as a JV or JDA with the listed entity. So that is what has been happening over the years.
So can you give some flavor on Thane or Dombivli? I mean, do we see this in recent, in 2-3 year launches, or it's out of not so recent or will not be in recent?
No, right now, both are into still you know, pre-development processes. So once they are ready for development, that is when it will come. We don't see that happening in next 2 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is regarding Monte South only. Just a clarification I wanted. Our ownership in that is 40%. So that 6 lakh square feet in phase 3, residential and 12 lakh is the total 100% that we own.
Correct.
It is total 100%, no?
Yes, that is correct.
Similarly, even in the sales part, current sales, the sales figure given in the slide 14, Monte South, we have the sale value of registered is 831 crores. So that is the 40% part, not the 100% part.
No, no. This is 100% part. And if you see in the column 4, we have said ownership percentage, 40%. So we need to apply 40% on these numbers.
40% on 831 crores.
Yeah. So we have
Monte South in Tower A, the sale value of registered units is 831 crores. So 40% of 831 crores.
Correct, correct. So if you see
so
the
around comment, the 400 or 200 crores or something.
Sorry, if you see the comment at the base of the project below the total, we have said that based on 100% share for all projects. Okay.
Okay.
And then we have given the ownership percentage in column 4.
Column 4, ownership percentage. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the first 3 lines are Monte South related, where it is 40%.
40%.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Deepak Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, just want to ask, your debt levels have come down a bit. One is, can we expect a further decrease in the debt levels? That is number one. And number two is, though your debt levels have actually come down, I can see that, you know, your interest cost in FY23 is actually, you know, almost double from 50 crore to 96 odd crore. So can you just give some reasonable explanation for this? Thank you.
Okay, so there are two things. You know, the debt level has reduced, as I mentioned in my opening remark also, and it stands at 838 crore as of 31st March. And as we speak, it will still reduce further. We do want to reduce it and bring it to a very reasonable level. As construction model, Marathon considers the debt which is taken for construction finance, that is for completion of the project, as a good debt. and that generally forms about 0.5 in the ratio of debt to equity. So we are not saying that we will become zero ever. What we are saying is we will try to keep it at 0.5. Now, second part of your question was whether March 2022 and March 2023, why the finance cost has increased. If you see, there was a scheme that was given by government where you can buy the premium by paying 50% premium rather than 100%. So we actually borrowed money just towards end of December, around 25th December, to pay that 31st December installment, wherein we actually ended up saving more than 100 crore of premium. So when you see the finance cost is increased, simultaneously there is a saving in the project cost. And the next year, that is FY 2023, sees total all four quarters of interest expenses, while FY 2022 optically provided only one quarter, that is the last quarter of interest. And then again, if you see the finance cost as a percentage of your revenue, then it has substantially improved from the previous year to this year. So that is where, because of the turnover is also higher, the cost of constructing that was also higher, and the interest burden that we normally load into the construction cost, that is also higher. So from that perspective, the finance cost has not actually increased, but effectively it has gone towards increasing the profits.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jatin Sanghvi, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I have three questions. One is related with the intercorporate deposits, what we have given to our group company, promoter group company. And that itself stood at 1,021 crores. So can't we take that ECB loans back given to promoter company, and we can repay our loan on net, we are debt-free then? Then the second question is, with reference to you, we have launched one new brand, Sunset, maybe what we have I had seen in the advertisement. So is this brand under Marathon listed entity, or is it a promoter entity?
Okay. So first question, I'll answer about the debt of 1,000 crore plus, right? So in this, the money that is being given to the group companies are for the projects that are. So you have to divide that 1,000 crore into two parts. One is project advances, and another is the actual loan. So if you see that the project advances for NextWorld, for the Thane project of 10 acres, 350 crore, all those things are actually something that is going to come in the future. So it is not just the loan given. But how we have structured this loan, I mean, this amount that has been given as a project advance will continue earning interest for the company. But as and when the project fructifies, that project will get transferred, and this money will be transferred as a loan amount. So that is how 1,000 crore is being seen. Out of that, if you see, about 775 crore is towards the project amount, and balance is actually loan to the group company.
Regarding Sunset?
Sunset, okay. We have the person who is handling Sunset, Mayur Parmeet, and he will answer that question.
Hi. So this is Parmeet Shah. Basically, Sunset was a brand launched by me about 4 years ago. At that time, of course, Marathon, we had a lot of different entities, and we are continuing to work in those different entities. And of course, now, over the last few years, we are really looking at consolidating everything under our listed entity. So that discussion is ongoing, as to just like how we are looking at various entities which are not within the listed entity at the moment. So we are looking at it. But of course, Sunset is just a brand. There are a couple of different entities where we have labeled it the Sunset brand. So that is the picture as of now. But yeah, we are looking to consolidate everything under NextGen. So yeah, there will be more news on that to come. So currently, as it stands, Sunset is the brand outside the listed entity. Yep.
I have one more question. Basically, you know that we are in the two MMR region, and we are quite an old company and a very, with a very good brand and a goodwill. We have Macrotech, who is also our in the same Mumbai MMR region. We have Godrej, we have Oberoi, we have Rustomjee. So all companies have one umbrella, all entities under one umbrella. So they do all projects under one umbrella. So are we, in future, we are planning to merge all entities or all your unlisted company or the parent company with Marathon, so that this confusion with the listed entity and unlisted entity or different promoter entities, it will get resolved?
Yeah.
Maybe our market cap will get increased a lot.
Yeah, I understand that these many investors have expressed this view, and we are also looking at that possibility. As you would understand, currently the percentage holding in the listed entity is already at 75%. So whenever any 100% project gets merged with listed entity, the holding goes beyond 75%. However, we are looking at external investors also participating and trying to do everything under one umbrella. One thing that we have to keep in mind is Marathon Group started much earlier, and the listed company came in at a later stage. So there are a lot of legacy projects or land bank that we had already purchased even before Marathon Group took over this Marathon NextGen Realty, which was earlier Piramal Spinning Weaving Mills Limited. So that is why there is a lot of things which are outside. But as I mentioned, most of it are being brought into the listed entity as and when they mature.
Correct. One last question. Whenever we see consolidated results, the profit from JV, from Montes South, it doesn't reflect right now in the books. So have we booked something, the profit, or the profit is going to come yet?
No, we have already started booking, because the booking happens on a percentage completion method that we follow at all our projects. But since the holding into this project is only 40%, it doesn't get reflected in the top line, that is the top revenue. But it gets reflected at the profit level. Profits from joint venture is one of the columns that we have shown, and we have already reported that in our reported accounts. So there is a profit from joint venture, which is a line item that gets added.
The amount meaning profit from JV, na, which is very small compared to the Montes South project, the substantial profits still are yet to come?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. So based on percentage completion, and percentage completion applied to sales already executed. So that major part of the profit is yet to get reflected in the books. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for answering all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Invesco Research Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Yeah. So my question is regarding the commercial portfolio. So I need to understand the construction status on the Marathon Futurex project. And also on the revenue front, what is the total revenue potential from this project, and how much percentage we sort of so far?
Okay, Samyak is the project head for Marathon Future X. He will answer this question.
Good evening. So the status of the project is that overall the project is 38 floors, 38 story building, and out of that, as of December, we had already received OC up to the 35th floor. So only three floors which were sort of which had not received OC or were still under construction. As we speak, we have actually completed the terrace work, you know, the top slab work, and we are expecting OC for a couple of floors, which is 36th and 37th, anytime now, maybe in the next three odd weeks. So that's essentially the status of the project. Overall, inventory, if we were to talk, then these are approximate figures, and we could give you the details later as well. So about 1.6 lakhs is the total ready and unsold inventory. However, out of that, close to 35,000 square feet is leased. So it's leased, but technically unsold. And we have another close to 1.05 lakhs, so 1,05,000 square feet, which is not ready with OC, which is the 36 to 38 floor.
Okay, sir. So going forward, are we going to lease out the space here, or are we going to completely sell the space to customers?
So like our chairman, Mr. Chetan Shah mentioned, we would like to have optimum use of the cash flow that's available. So while we will sell, if we can lease and sell at a better rate in a pre-leased fashion, or if we see the market trend increasing, we may want to hold it also. So whatever will give us the best realization over the next couple of years, we would like to follow that strategy. As such, we are not fixated on just leasing or just selling. We will look at the opportunities available and decide on that.
For example, we had some lease portion.
That's correct. So one of the space on 27th floor, this is Q3 of this year, we had actually leased the space to Nykaa, and then we sold it as a pre-lease space to one client. So when we think the pricing is right and it's a good use and we get good cash flow, we're happy to sell it in pre-lease as well.
So this was a news item, because the purchaser was a star family, Hrithik Roshan family. So yes. Nykaa Fashion's pre-leased premises was sold to Hrithik Roshan family.
Filmcraft was their company which had purchased that property.
Okay, sir. Okay, I'm interested, sir. And so just one last question. Do we have any revenue sharing agreement with the unlisted parent entity for Marathon Future X?
No, Marathon Future X has for the upper floors, like we mentioned, we have given you effective area. But yes, there is a revenue sharing of 43% for the last phase of the Future X. But the numbers that you are seeing is actually effective numbers.
Okay, effective numbers that the listed entity will receive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shrishti Tandon from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ms. Tandon, please go ahead. Your line has been unmuted.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, can you please share your growth strategies and major key focus areas for the next 3 to 5 years? Hello.
So, growth strategy, we are very seriously looking at acquiring a new redevelopment project in the South Mumbai, Lower Parel, and Worli or South Mumbai area, where our presence is very strong, and that's the area which we are really looking at. Other than that, we already have a
good land bank as well as upcoming projects which is there in our presentation. That also we would like to bring in quickly as and when the opportunity arises.
Okay. And sir, can you give some insights about the profit visibility and sales?
The revenue, estimated sales, revenue has been shared in upcoming projects. Without applying this 40%, we have a possible revenue numbers of 4660 in upcoming projects. And if you see in ongoing projects, we have an estimated revenue yet to be recognized of 3302. So these are, you know, some of the pipelines that we have. Profits are something that, you know, we have to see the profit percentage that we have actually received are going to be bettered in future. So from that perspective, profit numbers can be calculated, but we are not sharing the future booking statement here.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Aditya Sen, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Aditya.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So in 1920 FY, we gave 190 crores to Matrix from Tango and 5 years moratorium on principal and interest. So how we will be receiving back from FY 24? In what term? In interest or, yeah.
So these are the money that are going towards the new project, like I mentioned. In Dombivli, we have 50 plus acres of land bank that is available. So some of those are going to be converted into projects. So that is regarding Matrix Enclave. Which other question did you ask?
Yeah, so what are we going to receive interest on it or just revenue sharing of 20%?
Not 20%. This is going to be the whole project that will come into MNRL. So in fact, we will be sharing a small, land value to the Matrix Enclave. But majorly, it would be in this company. For example, we have already done similar deal in Bandu, this new project that we are seeing, where the revenue top line sharing of 12.5% is given to the group company and 87.5% comes to the listed entity. So similar arrangement at the fair market valuation will be done at the time of launch of such project.
Okay, great. And when will we start generating revenue from the Dombivli project? Any idea?
Well, it will take another year or so.
Okay, sir. And sir, another question is, when will we recognize a large chunk of revenue from Monte Song regarding our share?
No, see, it is on percentage completion. So Tower A, large chunk will come in this financial year. Tower B, large chunk should come in the next financial year. Tower C would be still one more year away. So depending on what percentage you are completing, Tower A is going to get completed almost 100% this financial year. So Tower A, all the revenues will get recognized during this financial year, that is FY24 year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Dev Ajmera, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Hello, Dev.
Hi. Is there any plans for a bonus share this financial year? Because Marathon Nexen always gives a bonus every 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, well, that is up to the board and AGM to decide. Right now, there is no such proposal in the pipeline. But as you will know, Dev, I think you are a long shareholder. So you would know that 97% of current equity is actually bonus equity. And
yes,
3%
yes,
is the original equity. So
yes,
shareholders have been, you know, reasonably rewarded in that sense. If you see over last 5 bonuses. The bonus timing is, due maybe a year later, something can be announced, but I'm afraid to say that, once we have all the debt within the control and the equity is to be serviced also by way of dividend. So currently we are not increasing the equity.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand it back to the management for closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for participating in this conference call. It is really, we are delighted to see the interest in the company, and we are really happy to see some of the questions which were also deep-rooted questions. So all the participants have studied the numbers that we have shared very well, and we appreciate your questions, and let's see you again in the next phone call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.